Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
On Sunday, it is the Walk to Remember as we raise money for people living with dementia. So join with us as we get together on Middleton Beach. It's registrations from 7:30 and the walk commences from 9 a.m. And having a chat now with Lorraine Benson. Lorraine, how are the registrations going so far?
Yes, our online registrations are going quite well. We'll probably have a lot more registering on Sunday. So everyone come down and can register from 7 a.m. on Sunday outside the Surf Life Saving Club.
Pretty significant walk on Sunday because the money will go towards helping those that live with dementia.
Yep.
And about 34,000 people in Western Australia.
That's right. So we've got 34,000. So we have three Walk to Remembers in WA, one in Mandurah, Albany and Perth. So all the money raised goes to helping us support and improve the lives and experience of those on the dementia journey. So all the donation goes a long way, and every dollar helps to ensure we can advocate for a better quality of life for all West Australians living with dementia, and also provide specialised dementia support, care, education, information and advocacy. And it really works towards a future without dementia. The main thing is to increase the understanding in families and the community about dementia and how best support those experiencing it. In Albany, we have a wonderful community that gets behind Hawthorne House and Alzheimer's WA. I think it's the last two walks, we've had over 300 people. So we're really hoping to get that same response this year.
And the money goes a fair way back, doesn't it? Yeah. Alzheimer's WA looking to raise about $100,000 this year. But not only are you supporting people that live with dementia, you're also helping out their carers, families, friends and other support networks.
Absolutely. The carers and the family that are around someone with dementia is very important to help them care for their person, give them the opportunities to live a full life is so important.
So join in this Sunday. It's the inaugural Walk to Remember in Albany. It's happening at Middleton Beach in front of the Surf Life Saving Club. Register from 7:30 a.m. and the walk commences from 9 o'clock. We're raising money to support the 34,000 people here in Western Australia that are living with dementia. One of three walks around this great state, so get amongst it this weekend. Lorraine Benson, good luck with the Walk to Remember on Sunday.
Great, thank you, and we'd love to see everyone down there. It's going to be a beautiful morning. It's always fun, so we've got face painting, spot prizes and sausage sizzle, so it's all happening.
Earlier this week, Lisa Wilkinson sensationally walked out on the Today Show after not agreeing to terms for a new contract. She was looking to get paid the same amount as her co-host Karl Stefanovic, but she's now defected to Network 10. And it's really highlighted the issue of the pay gender gap here in Australia. And having a chat now with Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Researchers. Mark, a very good morning.
Good morning to you, Terry.
Mark, where are we at with this situation of the gender pay gap in Australia? Is it getting better, is it getting worse, or is it staying the same as before?
Yeah, it is getting better. Women have done an incredible job in Australia at bridging the employment gap, firstly. And so the labour force participation rate of women is closing in on that of men. There are almost 7 million male workers and around 6 million females. So certainly there's not much of a gap in terms of who's in the workforce today. And the other side of it is that women are more highly qualified than men in Australia. More women are at university than men. And normally what follows education levels is income levels. So women certainly are breaking through those glass ceilings and closing in that gap, both in terms of hours worked and in terms of their participation in the workforce. But there still is an earnings gap if we look at average earnings between men and women. And a lot of that comes down to the type of employment that men have versus women. So, for example, the industry that has the highest proportion of males over females is construction, closely followed by mining, and then thirdly, the utility sector of gas and water and electricity. Now, as it turns out, those three industries also have the top three highest pay on average. And so the point is that men are more likely to be in those industries that have higher pay, and women more likely to be in industries. Example is retail, where you've got more part-time roles, education and health, which pays less than some of those leading industries.
I read here in Western Australia that there is the largest gender pay gap of any state or territory in Australia. As of May 2015, the gap was about 26% in average weekly ordinary time between male and female earnings. Has the mining industry got a lot to do with that, like during that boom period we had a few years ago?
Yeah, it sure does. That's right. So back to the mining and indeed the construction sector and the related industrial sector, it does pay higher on average than the clerical or admin sector, the community and personal services sector, and sales, which are sectors where you've got more women than men. Now, again, women are starting to close that gap in things like small business, in self-employment, in management. You've got a lot more women coming in and starting to even the scales there. But at the moment, particularly in the industrialised Western Australian market, we have those industries that are higher paid, dominated by women. And trade as well, which is paying very strongly in Australia. Trade qualified people are more likely to be male than female. So, that's all part of what is leading to this big gender gap nationally.
Yeah, check out some great articles on the website, mccrindle.com.au. Mark McCrindle, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Terry. Thank you.
City of Albany Mayor Dennis Wellington. Mayor, good morning.
Morning, Terry.
Second time this week you've jumped in for a chat.
Yep.
And the first time in this beautiful studio.
Well, yeah, it is interesting that you have got this new studio. It's a fantastic setup and great to work out of. You can actually see outside and see what's happening in the weather, et cetera, and what's happening in the main street as well. So, yeah, a great improvement on the last one.
Well, you've been coming to the station for many years, and this was a studio, I think, about 15, 20 years ago.
That's right, yeah. Well, it used to be a long time ago. Then they switched to the other one, which was a bit of a den. and you sort of got hidden away from reality in there. It could be a thunderstorm, could be anything outside, and you wouldn't have had a clue. But now it's a bright, fresh, clean, all new machinery, etc. It must be great to work in.
Absolutely. It makes coming to work a lot of fun. Because in the old studio, when you used to give the weather update, you'd say it was one thing, but then you'd go outside and have a look and it was completely different. Now I can give an accurate weather reading.
Yeah, it's raining or it's not. Yeah, that's the year we've had this year. My father used to say, son, when I was a kid, if you can't see the hills over the other side of the harbour, it's raining. If you can see them, it's going to rain. He was a bit of a pessimist about Albany's weather, unfortunately.
Bit of local knowledge there.
But we're still living in the greatest place in Australia, quite frankly.
Dennis Wellington is here with the City of Albany's Mayor. Local government elections this weekend, they come to a conclusion and people have received their ballot papers in the mail over the last month or so. And if they haven't, they can come down to the council offices.
They can come down to the council offices, ask for Jen Williamson, and she can sort that out for you. If you got it and you haven't posted it, you can drop it in there, et cetera. So all of them are collated. And then those that go to Perth are sent back down to here. The ones that get there in the last couple of days are counted in Perth. The rest are counted down here on Saturday night. Starts about 6 o'clock, so it's open to the public and open to the candidates. So there's quite a few nervous people standing around watching the count, etc. They can have scrutineers in there, obviously, to give them a running update on how things are going, that sort of thing. But this year, very pleased with the response and the number of councillors or prospective councillors that put their hand up, 21 for 6 positions. And it was interesting. It was the first time, I think, since I've been involved that all of the sitting councillors put their hand up again to go again. So it's an interesting dynamic.
And the voter response this year has been pretty sound so far. Are we already exceeded the 2015 levels?
We have, and it's been very interesting. I mean, Brakesy Ward's at 32.4, Kalgoorn Ward's at 35.4. West Ward is 34.5, Fredericstown, which is the centre of town, 37.5, Yakima is 32.98, and Vancouver is the highest one at 38.71. So they're really good turnouts. And usually when there's a mayoral election, it's even higher. So this one is probably going to be the highest we've ever had. Mm. I know when we didn't have a postal voting, we were down around the 15%. So
this is where people were just turning up to the...
You had to turn up on the Saturday to vote, so that was only about 15%. Now we're getting up to 38 to 40%. It's a great result. We've got another 2 days for the number of packets to come in, so we'll tally those up. So hopefully somewhere around, well, the average is about 35 and a half right across the town at the moment. If we can get it up to around 40%, it'd be fantastic.
Sounds of Albany.
The jackpot today is at $1,560. This is the sound. But you need to tell us what it is and where you can find it. We're taking your calls on 13 27 10. Mitchell is here with us. G'day, Mitchell. Sound of Albany at $1,560. What do you reckon it is?
Tennis ball getting hit at the Albany Tennis Academy.
The tennis ball getting hit at the Albany Tennis Ball Academy. Yep. Unfortunately, your answer is out of bounds.
All right, no worries.
Thanks, Mitchell. Roz is here with us on 13 27 10. Roz, Sound of Albany, what do you reckon it is?
I reckon it's a bowling ball.
What are we doing with that bowling ball?
You're rolling it down the aisle.
Where?
Albany Ten Pin Bowling.
Unfortunately, that's a gutter ball answer.
Okay.
Good on you, Roz.
Thanks. Bye.
See ya. Jackpot tomorrow climbs to $1,580. It's your Sound of Albany here on Triple M.